today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour three of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We continue discussing, for those of you just tuning in, we'll recap here for you, but we're discussing the Free State Project, which, of course, is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists all here to New Hampshire. The movement hasn't officially begun and does not begin officially until the 20,000 mark is reached, and to that end, we're only around 8,000. So there's a ways to go. And so a lot of people look at the Free State Project, a lot of critics, and that's what you're reading. You're reading a few emails from a particular critic. They'll say, well, you guys haven't done any, what free state? There's no free state. You haven't gotten a free state up there yet. You guys aren't very successful.
I'll often hear this from my wife, who's not, you know, not as thrilled to death about leaving the white sand paradise of Sarasota, Florida for the green rolling hills of New Hampshire. All the time, but she'll often chuckle when things happen, and she'll say, ah, yes, the free state. You know, and I understand where she's coming from. The state certainly isn't free by any stretch of the imagination. If you want lower taxes, this isn't even the state to do it. That's one of the...
depending.
Yeah, unless you want to move to Alaska.
Move to Florida. You want lower taxes, move to Florida.
I've heard that anecdotally thrown around, but most of the agencies that look into that, like I forget the name of the
organization. Moving here, my tax bill.
Taxpayers
went up.
Of America has ranked it as
now. Here's
the best
a way to check. I concur with you that it is one of the best. But when you take the taxes and you spread them out per capita, in New Hampshire, you get a pretty accurate portrayal of how many people pay what taxes. You know what the tax burden is per person. In Florida, however, if you take the amount of taxes paid and spread it out on a per capita basis, you get an inaccurate picture because we tax the Yankees when they come down to play in the Gulf of Mexico and to go to Mouse World and stuff. You know, there's a hotel tax. There's an 8 or 9% sales tax. All those tourists, they pay. There's restaurant taxes. There's alcohol taxes. All the tourists pay all those taxes. And, you know, the property taxes are lower. And I challenge you to, sales tax? What's that? It's a few hundred dollars a year.
Well, if you don't buy a lot of stuff, it's not much either.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. You don't pay sales tax on mortgages. You don't pay sales tax on property taxes. You don't pay them on car loans.
Either way, it's
like
well
that.
Worth it. There are a lot of places where you're going to get taxed more.
And you can make that argument, but the savings for businesses are definitely larger in the state of New Hampshire because there's no income tax that they have to
getting
deal with.
Getting businesses to move for the Free State Project is even harder than getting an 18-year-old or 25-year-old man to move.
That's certainly true, but I know New Hampshire is the fastest growing economy in New England. Most of the other states are not doing well at all, whereas New Hampshire does quite a bit better because it is more business friendly.
It's true. I mean, there's so many different reasons to move to New Hampshire. Taxes is only one. And for most people, I think, there will be a significant cost of living decrease.
And the point of the project is to reduce taxes. So certainly the fact that they aren't optimal right now, which optimal would be zero, but the
We're
fact that they're great right now is more reason to move. I mean,
we
nowhere
have to start
that you
somewhere.
Move, right. Nowhere that you move where there are other people around are you going to evade taxes entirely.
Right. So we have to start somewhere, and New Hampshire was chosen because it's one of the best, most liberty-friendly cultures to start from. I mean, it is the live-free-or-die state, so there still hovers that sort of aura of freedom that, you know, it could come back. The ideas could have a resurgence here, I think, easier than in other places. Like a place like Florida where, for instance, they just attract people from places like New York and New Jersey, and things just keep getting worse. Here we're seeing a turnaround. Here we're seeing the growth of this state slowing down.
I agree. You see progress here in New Hampshire,
right.
Whereas you don't see you see anything but progress in Florida.
It's a lost cause down there. Anyway, so where I was going on this discussion is the critics like this guy who's just sit out there, these armchair libertarians that sit back and they critique everything and they don't actually do anything. Now, I don't know. Maybe this guy does something.
I'm sure he does.
But still, I mean, it's easy to sit back and take.
I'm not going to name names. What I'm trying to do is portray perhaps the feelings of some people out there, whether people you know,
yeah.
somebody who's listening. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just
trying to
talk about some of the detractors of the Free State Project and what maybe their legitimate concerns are.
There have been detractors since day one of the Free State Project, and it's from what I can tell, it's just the people that. You know, they're upset, I think. I think that this is a factor. I don't know if it's a factor with everybody, but I think for some people it's a factor that they're upset that the Free State Project is going to siphon off activists from their area, and they don't want to lose activists from their area because it will make their job all that much more difficult.
If but their job is impossible anyway.
They don't see it that way, right?
Yeah, Carla Howell's had some luck in getting the tax thing on the New Hampshire or the Massachusetts referendum there
to repeal income tax.
Repeal income tax, and God bless the people who are getting some things done, but. You need more people in one place to get things done.
Well,
that's just it's a fact.
That's true, and there's definitely more than 20,000 libertarians in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they're all activists, but I know Ron Paul got over 1 million votes in the primary, and that probably only represents a part of the support for the liberty movement out there. So there's probably, we're talking about millions of people out there who, at least on some level, would like to see the state reduce or disappear. And they're not all very active, but they're out there. So siphoning off
the
20,000 activists.
The reason that some of them aren't active is simply because they found it to be completely useless. They don't know what else to do. And
sure. I was
always
to that
posit
point.
The only thing that you can do, the only thing that I think really makes any sense other than using the downsized DC, perhaps joining the RLC, but I don't think either one of those are huge steps,
yeah.
And they're certainly not active steps. I might send out a downsized DC email every 3 days or something like that, an RLC, what do? I give them $30 a year.
Right.
Whereas with the Free State Project, you can do something actively for liberty.
Every week you can do new things. There's always something to do up here.
Oh, yeah. And if you actually want to influence the federal government, I know some people have that feeling that, we can free one state, but it doesn't matter. It's kind of a defeatist attitude because the federal government's so hard to control.
Sure.
You probably have better odds of having some influence instead of none by focusing on one state, and if you're going to go the political route, which most people who care about influencing Washington are going to go the political route, you're more likely to be able to elect somebody who will actually get into Congress and who is pro-liberty if you're congregated in one state rather than if you comprise 2% of the votes out there across the country. The way the system works is if you all congregate in one or two congressional districts, you're a lot better off, so it makes more sense from the standpoint of influencing national policy, too.
Everything about the Free State Project
makes... There are only two congressional districts in New Hampshire.
Right.
Everything about it makes sense, which is why I suggest that people like this, Grumpy Gus, whatever his name is, if they are where they are and they feel like they want to stay where they are, then I can understand why they'd be upset. Like, if I felt like I had to stay in Florida for whatever reason, I just really loved Florida and I had to stay there, I saw this Free State Project idea and I thought, wow, that's a neat idea, then I would get upset that the Free State Project was siphoning off all the best activists from my area, therefore making my job that much harder. I understand it. Florida's a lost cause anyway, and as far as I'm concerned, the other 49 are probably all lost causes. But having those great activists getting siphoned off the top, the cream off the top of the coffee, if you will, just taking those people away, that's got to be really frustrating for somebody that feels like they are tied down. So I believe that's got to be a factor for some of these guys that they're very upset.
Some of these speculations here. So I go on with the gentleman. I think it's fair to say that we will see results in the Free State Project. The question is, how profound will they be? Will we see secession? I don't know. Will we see a limiting of the a non-growth of the government, perhaps even a small amount of shrinkage? Be great with me. I think that's far more than anybody else is getting in any other state.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see results. If we get to 20,000, we will see results. What will they be?
When we get to 20,000. It's coming.
Yeah. I'd like to get the sooner the better, because if you wait around till 2025, I'm sorry, the Free State Project failed.
Oh, I agree with you. I like your plan of getting it done within the next 18 months.
We, being the Free State Project, defeated, or, the members of the Free State Project and the NHLA managed to help defeat a bill to make seatbelts mandatory this year. And we are one of only a few states to shove Real ID back in the Fed's face.
All true. And that's all real, tangible activism that's happened here, and it's only a scratch of the surface of what's been going on. I mean, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance themselves just alone have been doing some pretty amazing work.
Huge things. I've got a little bit more.
Okay, more coming up here, and your calls as well. We've got Sam on the line from the Obscure Truth Network with the latest on his court situation. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
out. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Another great website you should go and check out, also free, is freemindstv.com, which is Nick's website. And you are one of the hosts of Free Minds TV, back on the air for now a couple weeks at this point.
Yeah, I think that was our second week. We're filming our third week back on the air tomorrow, and it'll air Friday. So that should be up online probably Friday or Saturday morning.
And you get all those YouTube videos. They're all linked from freemindstv.com. Plus, you can grab the Free Minds Radio podcast, which I meant to tune in on Sunday live, but by the time I got around to it, it was like 12:58, and show's over at that point. But you guys do it live on our stream, actually, and you can link to that from freemindstv.com. So you can listen to them live or listen to the podcast, and it's great extra pro-liberty content above and beyond Free Talk Live. Highly recommended. So go to freemindstv.com. 800-259-9231. We're talking about a critic, somebody that is a little less than interested in the Free State Project. He sounds like one of these armchair libertarians that just likes to critique what it is that all the other libertarians are doing.
Well, that's what we do on the show anyway. So, you know, I understand, you know, that somebody might have some critiques about the Free State Project.
You're not paying attention, though. The guy obviously doesn't know anything about the Free State Project as far as how effective it has been so far with only a few hundred people moving in. He just doesn't know.
Well, and libertarians in general, and I'm generalizing here, it's a negative stereotype, but there is some truth to it that they tend to want to debate and argue amongst each other.
Debatarians?
Right. They want to argue about how to implement liberty and which is the best approach. And they do it to the extent in many places, largely because in most places you're so spread out and you're such a minority that you can't really affect very much change through your local LP meeting or whatever. So you go there and you debate about what the best way is to solve the world's problems.
Until some of you die.
Right.
And then others will come in and they'll have the same debates that we had previously.
Yeah.
And then they'll die.
But nothing is actually, none of the ideas are actually implemented.
No,
right.
Because, and I agree, and that's one of the things that I like about the Free State Project is you can come here, you do whatever you want to do.
Right.
And
if people like it, they'll join up.
Right. And I think we need probably a better infrastructure for getting the word out.
Well, and there's enough people here that are interested in being activists that you can find people who inevitably will like your idea.
Yep.
All you have to do is publicize it, and people will climb on board.
Right, and we've had success. I mentioned to him that we defeated the bill to make seatbelts mandatory this year, and only one of the few states to shove real ID back in the Fed's face. And those are some of our major accomplishments. There's so many more, smaller ones.
Right, that's more of the political realm, and that's kind of what he's into. But
that's where you can show some results.
Well, just on the issue of getting people to volunteer for something, as I said before, we're looking for 10 people that are willing to drive without government driver's licenses here in the Keene area, and we've already got a handful of people on board. You think I could have walked into the Sarasota County Libertarian Party meeting and said, all right, guys, let's see, how many of y'all want to step forward and return your government driver's license?
No.
That's dead in the water, man.
You wouldn't have seen anything like that, but you did see some results, and I think very exciting ones with a gentleman named David Cruz here who is driving without a registration and how that court case came out. I was there. I was stupefied by what I saw. But they let that man walk out, and they didn't charge him anything for driving with no registration,
nope,
with
sure
an unregistered vehicle.
And Russell Canning has a trial coming up in August for driving without registration as well.
Registration or a license?
Both, I think. I don't know.
I know he was unlicensed. I know that much.
It was a similar issue.
So anyway,
we'll see what happens.
I go on with the gentleman.
Yes.
Please don't feel as though I'm trying to be combative here.
No, that's for the radio show.
But you may not be a detractor of the FSP. You might just be a skeptical. But I have a question. I've never understood why any libertarians detracting from the FSP. If a bunch of libertarians want to move to one state and try to make it free, then fail by someone's standards, so what? Is it the conviction that one feels for not participating? So, here's a possibility. Me going to the Free State, joining the Free State Project and moving to New Hampshire might make some other libertarians feel bad for not, getting involved too. Right? So,
if we have success, you mean?
No, just he's doing something for liberty, I'm not. So, somebody might feel some level of conviction. I'm just speculating. What could be the reasons why someone would detract from the Free State Project? besides being
laziness
cranky,
and jealousy,
cranky, fussy person.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the laziness. It would be the conviction that one feels for not participating. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Don't feel convicted. There's your answer. Just don't.
It's up to you how you feel.
We would love to have you, but hold no ill will if you choose not to come.
Yeah, sure.
It's simply our goal to make New Hampshire so free that you'll feel compelled to come later.
It's a good goal.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're really a libertarian and you're not just a windbag full of hot air,
yep.
At some point you'll see a libertarian paradise growing here in New Hampshire, if this works, and you'll want to move.
Of course you will.
Our job to... As early movers, it's our job to create that.
Right. Hopefully you'll move sooner rather than later so you can help us create that. Otherwise, we'll do all the hard work. That's fine.
Is it that libertarians feel that the FSP is creating a brain drain by taking the good activists?
I believe that's it. No one's ever confirmed this. It's just my suspicion.
I have heard people pretty much from other parts of the country that I've mentioned the idea to, and they've said, I don't think it's a good idea to concentrate everyone in the same place. We need to be doing activism across the country, which is basically
saying... What's the
point in that? Idiots.
No, which hasn't worked for the last 30 years, so...
It's insanity. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Right. Well, I said, this seems like performance anxiety or a concession that the FSP will, in fact, have some result. Because if you're taking all the good activists, either they're going to have some result, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to fail. Okay? Understood?
Right.
So if they fail, then that's performance anxiety. You're scared of what's going
to
happen.
Well, you're right, because if they fail, then you've got no chance whatsoever to win where you are because you've got, a fraction of the people.
Right. Our ideas stink then. The libertarian ideas, the ideas that I have dedicated my life to, and you have too.
Mine too. Yeah.
They suck. If we can't get 20,000 people in New Hampshire to have some effect on government, to shrink the size of government, libertarian ideas stink.
Right. If the size of government in New Hampshire balloons up with 20,000 activists here, if they come here and we fail and fail and fail again, then that's got to. I guess that scares them, right? The idea
that we might fail.
Very interesting.
Or in fact, you believe that they will have some result. So,
yeah.
It's one of those two. We're clearly not having much influence spread out, so we might as well try to congregate. If our ideas are not as good as we thought they were, then we will simply fail.
There you go. But we're not going to fail because we've already won.
It doesn't to me, but I'm willing to talk to somebody who's a detractor in those terms and say, look, are you saying that we're going to fail? Does that make sense to you? Because it doesn't to me.
Did he write you back on this?
He did. I finally got a response during the show, and I think that he's gotten tired of playing my little game with me. So he says, Mark, thanks for your reply.
You made too many good points. I'm out of here.
I hope you're right. Free State would be great. I'm just not optimistic.
I understand. It's easy to be pessimistic where you are, where everything's failing, everything you try fails. So it's easy to be a pessimist.
Yep. I'm not against what y'all are doing. I applaud most efforts to attain a free society. I do have strategical disagreements with the FSP, which, of course, is what I asked him for in the first place. But he wouldn't tell me what they are. I would like to know why my idea is bad, but he won't tell me.
He's got nothing.
That said, keep working towards your goal to get a free New Hampshire. I'm with the RLC, so I certainly wish every state had many freedom activists as New Hampshire has.
Yep. Good luck with that, man. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your phone calls coming up about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website an entire year's worth of the program for free at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. All at internobs.com. So we go to your phone calls. Wayne is on the line in Alabama listening to WVNA. Hello, Wayne. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just picked you guys up from the radio. First time I'd ever heard it. And then I heard the seed in New Hampshire, and I was just kind of wondering what that was all about.
Well, we've been discussing here for the past several minutes the Free State Project. It's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists all moving to New Hampshire in order to be active for liberty. It's not specifically a secessionist movement, though certainly a number of the activists that are here are definitely interested in the idea of secession. I would say it's relatively popular if you talk to people up here. So, you know, that's the direction that some of us are moving in.
Okay. For those that are interested in secession, what would be the benefits of that?
Well, you wouldn't be under the thumb of the federal government anymore. I mean, do you pay income tax?
I do.
All right. Well, how much money would that save you every year? I mean, that's just one tax. There's a whole bunch of other federal taxes that affect you. You have to see if you're going to get a cell phone or whatever.
And not to mention, you know, many people, you know, want a whole bunch of different things. Do you like being forced to wear your seatbelt?
You know, if someone is forced to buckle their child in, then, you know, that's good because children aren't able to make that decision for themselves because they don't have the cognitive ability to do that.
Well, I mean, we're talking about adults,
you know,
here.
At the most, I mean, if I didn't want to wear it, I would get caught maybe once every 3 or 4 months and maybe have to pay $20 in the tickets.
I don't know what the ticket is for.
It was $75, I think, down in Florida
for paying for not wearing your seatbelt. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's a primary offense or secondary offense in Alabama.
It's because of taxes. Well, there are alternatives to paying taxes.
Well, there's taxes and regulations.
Wait. What are the alternatives to paying taxes?
Then you could be on welfare.
Right, but yeah, I don't want to live on welfare. I don't believe it. My mom taught me not to steal.
Right, we're self-sufficient, responsible individuals, so we have no interest in you know, mooching off the state. So for people that are interested in mooching, they definitely shouldn't come here to New Hampshire because that's not the kind of people we're looking for.
Well,
we're looking for...
Who's going to pay for the roads, and how are you going to educate, and who's going to...
Good questions. Good questions. Roads are not built by the federal government. The state government people do that. So I mean, even if you just seceded from a state government level, I'm sure the roads would be fine. Of course, I would
and
go
they'll
as far.
Still be there. They won't blow up the next day.
Right.
Boom. The federal government goes. So do the roads.
Right. The things have to be maintained, and they do wear out. So I mean, someone
yeah.
is
sure.
going to have to be there.
Each state has its own DOT.
Legislative community. What do you call it? The road community. Whatever, you're going to have someone that oversees that.
Yeah. Well, if you're somebody who I understand there are a lot of people who still live in this paradigm that the government must take care of the roads, and if you still have...
We have three levels of government.
Right.
Look, you've got a local, you've got a state, and you've got a federal. And just because you get rid of one, the roads aren't going to go anywhere. There aren't any
right.
federal roads. Most of the interstates are maintained
by...
How did the roads get there? Do you think the federal government genie came and put them there?
The government stole them.
I mean, look, all roads are state roads. Yes, the interstates.
The interstate highways.
No, that's not so. The interstates.
Which allows us to have commerce.
There was commerce before the interstate highway system.
The interstate highways were drawn up. The interstate, before you go on, the interstate highways were drawn up by people that were contracted federally. However, they are maintained and they were put down by states. Now, I'll give you the fact that the states got some federal money to do that.
But it was their money in the first place.
But it was our money anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there are three levels of government. The roads aren't going away.
All the federal government does, sir, is it siphons money out of the hands of productive Americans,
and,
gives,
you know,
most of it to bureaucrats.
I want to talk about roads for a second. And before the federal government came up with the interstate system, we still had roads. States managed to get highways connected at state lines without the government's help. I'm sure, without the federal government's help, I'm sure we can do this.
There's no need for a federal government whatsoever, sir. Your thoughts?
Gary, I totally disagree with you on the fact that there's no need for a federal government, because otherwise you'd have 50 states just arguing with each other amongst each other instead of having a central
government. Right, because no countries around the world can interact with one another without all being underneath. So therefore you must support the UN, right? Because right now there's hundreds of countries that are arguing with one another. They need one central authority that they can go to have their results. So wait, you're not in favor of the UN?
No.
But I just made the same argument for the UN that you just made for the United States federal government, sir. How do you justify that inconsistency?
That's apples and oranges, because for one
no, it's not. It's absolutely the same thing. I'm afraid you have a dichotomous opinion.
Dude.
No, it's not. I mean, America, who gives in billions and billions and billions of dollars, whereas all the other countries in the UN, to some extent, hate
I'll bet you California feels the same damn way.
Nobody... None of the other states hate any of the other states, unless it might be
Look,
something like California.
My friend, California is the U.S. to the Alabama Zimbabwe in the UN, okay? I said California is to the United States as Zimbabwe, or as Alabama is to Zimbabwe in the UN, okay? I mean, California is putting a hell of a lot more money into the United States federal government coffers and its citizens than Alabama is. So you're still making arguments for the UN running the world.
Right, you're arguing for centralization, sir.
Well,
Nick's got a comment.
The argument, we went to a more centralized form of a federal government. Simply, the main reason was, yes, there was a little bit of conflict between the states. It was supposed to ensure free trade and prevent the states from oppressing their citizens. But the federal government was instituted supposedly to keep the individual states in check so they could all trade with each other and not oppress their citizens. And the purpose of it was simply to safeguard our life, liberty, and property. And it's become completely destructive of those ends. And we just celebrated the 4th of July holiday. And if you reread the Declaration of Independence, once a government becomes destructive of the ends of protecting life, liberty, and property, you need to alter or abolish it. That's your duty. And our federal government, by any measure, has become destructive of the ends of life, liberty, and property, I think.
Now, granted, I'll give you that I don't believe it is the government's job to create wealth in the nation. I don't believe it's their job to do lots of the things that they are doing. But, I mean, that's not to say that, you know, we should go all move to one state and secede and, you know,
that's fine. How about you stay where you are?
No, hold on. Look, the government's growing bigger and bigger every year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And have you seen any indication that it's going to stop?
None whatsoever.
Okay. So the only way it's going to stop is some brave men and women stand up and say, no more, I'm not doing it. That's the only possibility that it's going to stop, and it's probably only going to stop for those brave men and women if nothing bad happens to them, right? Because otherwise, we're just sitting there cowering, saying, I wish the federal government would get smaller.
Yeah, I'm
but
tired
we elected
of cowering.
Ronald Reagan, he made it bigger. We elected George Bush, he made it bigger. George Bush Sr. said, read my lips, no new taxes. And we got new taxes. The people that are talking about making smaller government are not making smaller government, sir.
Right. So what's the point of even trying to...
That's, that's the problem that you get when you have party politics, but unless you actually put a candidate in there that can actually make change.
Oh, we just need the right candidate,
Mark. We did that with Ron Paul, and the Republicans threw him in our face. The Republican Party apparatus came out against Ron Paul. Not enough people voted for him. I'm sorry. I can't win on the federal level.
There's no hope at the federal level, and if you're obsessed with the idea of keeping it around for whatever magical reason.
I'm not obsessed with that whatsoever. But, I mean, I do think...
But you're against secession, so you are. You like keeping...
Regardless of what political party you're in, you can learn from some of their tactics and build up a...
I'm not interested in changing the federal government.
People have been talking about shrinking the size of government for the last 200-and-something years. And the fact is, it's just too juicy of a piece of pie. The rich and powerful will always take it away from us. What we need is smaller governments split up so that, you know, the people might have some control over it, not the lobbyists.
Thank you, Wayne, for the conversation. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hopefully at some point.
I think he asked a lot of questions that I've had in my life.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Not going to give out the numbers because the phones are pretty busy. 800. Oh, wait. Not going to give out the numbers. Anyway, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are a variety of different ways you can help the show. One of those ways is voting for us. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com when you're in front of your computer screen and go and use your email address to vote for the show. It's very simple. It takes you less than a minute. And it's secure, so it's just a great way to help Free Talk Live be the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. And being number one means more new people will find the show. It also means the advertisers will be impressed. And, you know, it's a good thing for us to be number one. And currently we're not number one. So we still need your help. I think we're, what, number three? Closing in on number two?
It's really close to number two.
But number one is gaining, so we really need more votes.
Is just leaving us in the dust, I'm afraid. It's those darn
Muggles.
Those
Potter kids.
Yeah, and they're... you know, I don't know. At some months they're really popular. Other months they're not. I think that it probably has something to do with them going on and doing something like what we're doing here currently.
We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and help us out. It makes a big difference for us. That's vote.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. We go to Sam in Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, you're on the Amp Line. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I had a trial today on the ticket number one.
Now, let me see if I can recall. This is a speeding ticket. You had originally gone into the courtroom, asked several questions, and you came to an impasse where I guess that particular portion of the hearing was postponed. I didn't realize you'd gotten to the trial portion yet. Am I confused?
Well, we're still not in trial. This was a pretrial hearing today.
Okay.
And I had submitted a bunch of questions and motions to the court for them to answer. And I wasn't at my trial today, but I do have some of their answers.
Really?
To the complaint. And one of the first things I asked was, you know, I referenced 8 state constitutions that said governments are, you know, established to protect and maintain individual rights. They gain their power from the consent of the governed. They're instituted for the benefit of the people, that sort of thing. And I sent those off to the judge, and his response, and I asked him to take judicial notice, just recognize that they exist.
Mm-hmm.
He denied that and said such are not relevant to the case. So what he's saying there is the reason the mandate, the purview of government is in no way relevant to this group of people acting as government in my complaint.
Right, right. In this particular case, we are not acting to protect you, so therefore that's not relevant to us.
Apparently. So then, you know, I also motioned a reference to a neglect of duty clause that says that, you know, everybody involved is supposed to make sure that they presume innocence and allow the public the benefit of a free press, and I asked to bring my camera in.
Mm-hmm.
He denied that and said such a request is not necessary.
Screw you!
This government, this government that was established to serve me, I guess the judge puts his own needs or wants over my wants.
Right, it's not even a need. He just doesn't feel like you having a camera in there. He knows you're a troublemaker, and he just doesn't want you to have a camera.
So then I added some numbers. Questions, and these were the first one is, can I get a fair trial if there's a conflict of interest?
Good question.
His answer, the question is too broad and or vague to answer.
Wow. That doesn't seem too confusing to me. I mean, anyone else think that's vague? Too broad?
It doesn't seem too broad.
No, from his perspective, was it phrased in the context that there was a conflict of interest because he works for the government?
Ask the question. The next sentence is, I'm not making an allegation, but asking a question about the procedure to which you said I was entitled to responsive answers, because
mm-hmm.
that's something that came up in court. Question two was, you said I was entitled to responsive answers about the proceedings and Texas law. Factually, what is the law?
Uh-oh.
The question is too broad or vague to answer.
Well, you can't proceed until you get answers to your questions, so I don't know what's going to happen now.
Yeah, it's going to come down to me kind of letting him know that I don't think his court is legitimate.
Yeah, he sounded like he's railroading you.
Participation.
It sounds like he's railroading you. What are you? Now, you said you were going to just bring the camera in anyway, didn't you?
I was thinking about it, yeah, but I missed my pretrial today. They sent me 4 notices of the pretrial, and I got the time mixed up.
Mm.
So I was ready to go at about 3 o'clock, and my trial was at 8, or I'm sorry, their trial was at 8 a.m.
Yeah. They didn't put a warrant out for you?
No, they do that after a few days. They want you to come in and give them money first. They give you the chance to do that.
Did you give them any money?
Whoa! Sam! Oh, we're losing Sam. I don't
there
know what's
goes,
happening
son.
There to him.
Well, there's other people that are waiting.
Yes, there are. Next. Sam, are you still there?
I'm here, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. No, we can't.
See you later.
See you, Sam. We'll put you on hold. Maybe try it back. Let's go to Vince in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince in Indianapolis.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Vince?
I wanted to ask you, because I think I may have told you this, but there were 3 policemen that were arrested and charged with basically robbing drug dealers.
Yes, I've heard about that. Happens a lot.
Yeah, but this was, since the first of the year, there have been 12 policemen arrested for various offenses from drunk driving. And,
and this is just in the Indianapolis area.
Yeah, this is the Indianapolis area.
12 policemen since the first of the year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that's a significant portion of the force, I would think.
I guess the last one was arrested for drunk driving in another county, and he was driving the police car he had.
Now, remember, before,
the wrong way.
Now, before the police defenders say, well, there's just a few bad apples, remember, they've arrested 12 of them for that. That means there's more than 12 that are out doing things like this. They just haven't gotten caught yet.
I know, but you know, this last one, he was driving his car the wrong way.
Unbelievable. These guys are out of control. Vince, thanks for the call. Let's continue to talk to Bill in Michigan. Oh, wait, Bill is gone. We're going to try Sam back here. Hopefully he's fixed his phone problems. You still there, Sam?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you back.
Okay. Let's see. Probably the best question that I asked was, would I have to enter a plea if there's no jurisdiction over me? And the judge's answer is the question is not relevant in that the court has jurisdiction of the subject matter and has personal jurisdiction over the defendant. Now, that's me, so they're saying...
We own your butt.
Personal jurisdiction, does that make me their servant?
Of course it does.
If the other stuff, if the government acting in its official capacity is by no means bound by the charter with which it was established under, and the judge has clearly said that in this in his response, then it doesn't require my consent. And
right, they've got jurisdiction
these
over
people
you.
Are just willing to tell me what to do. So,
well, it's like I you said in your video, which hopefully will be coming out at the end of this week, you you pointed out that these guys, why do they even need you there? I mean, if they've got all the jurisdiction and they don't have to answer your questions and they don't have to do any of this, why do they even need you to be present?
Because they want to make it look good. Because if people saw it for the fraud that it was, then they would lose their power.
Were just sitting there, if that judge was just sitting there taking paper after paper of people that were accused of speeding or whatever it is that he was looking at, and just, you know, marked them, okay, I'm not guilty or guilty, and then, you know, just moved it along without even having the people stand in front of him and enter the plea themselves, then that would look less legitimate than having the people standing there. And it's all about their the impression that they're making on people.
There's that, and even just the way they make you file the documents. You have to do it through their formatting and learn all about their system and get involved and accept their authority and name them as this specific corporation. And they make you jump through all their hoops as a way to suck people in, really, is what I found. I mean, and everything from the language. When I called in today, the lady asked, what's your citation or case number? And I said, I don't have a case number. Your case number is this. You know, they want to project it as though it's your voluntary process that you have control over, and
but
you know,
it's not.
You have all these rights. But when I went in, when I have gone in here to question my rights, they don't care.
Yep.
They don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any answers from the bureaucrats here in Keene yet, and we'll keep turning up the pressure. And I know that you're hoping to get here at some point, but is any of this going to resolve anytime soon? What's the next step, Sam? Are you going to ask more questions? Because now you've got more information from them. You can ask more questions.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back through, pick this out. But I think what it's fast coming down to is they're going to tell me, look, these are the only answers we're going to give you. And I'm going to let them know that I don't think their process is legitimate. And I'm not willing to participate in it. Or
just go ahead and throw me in jail
the legitimacy of my participation.
Right. This is a kangaroo court, and I'm not going to play anymore.
Yeah, no, I've got some really special plans for the one in the video. When I go back, I'm going to tell the judge that the light in the background is having a profound psychological effect on everyone in the courtroom, and can we turn that light in the hallway off? And by the way, is that the logo for the state hanging over your head? That's the same party attacking me, isn't it?
Oh,
why
man.
Why do you have their logo over your head?
This just keeps getting better. And your video is going to be out, you're planning, by the end of the week, right?
Yeah, probably Friday or Saturday.
Good deal. We'll hear from you again. You'll announce it here on the air, I'm sure. Thank you, Sam. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if I...